Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting third. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Nick Etten. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Nagel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Beckman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Beckman. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The right fielder, Tommy Thompson. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Glenn. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Gill. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Gill. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Miles moves to second. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada, who is chasing the ball. Chapman reaches third base with a triple. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 1, Browns, 1. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Beckman moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Brucker and he is out, Gantenbian applying the tag. One out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-1 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Brucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Brucker reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-1 in the game. Almada hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards third. Nagel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0 for 1 in the game. Nagel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nagel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 2 in the game. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0 for 2 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0 for 1 in the game. Gill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0 for 2 in the game. Almada hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles. Thompson reaches second base with a double. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brucker hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berardino settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Beckman, and towards Gantenbein, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-2 in the game. Nagel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckman hits a fly ball into right field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Gill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gill is 0-for-2 in the game. Gill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-3 in the game. Ambler hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nick Etten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etten is 0-for-3 in the game. Etten hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 0-for-3 in the game. Almada hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Etten scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Johnson is called out on strikes. 1 out. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom pinch runs for Earl Brucker. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Newsom moves to third. Bill Nagel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagel is 0-for-3 in the game. Nagel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Chapman scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Bill Beckman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Beckman bunts towards the mound. Gill fields it and throws to first for the out. Nagel moves to second. 2 outs. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbian hits a line drive into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Mazara pinch hits for Don Hefner. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berardino. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Berardino steals second. Mel Mazara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazara hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.